Congress is back and facing a high-stakes December on Capitol Hill. Funding for the federal government runs out on Friday, and lawmakers are scrambling to avoid a shutdown. On top of that, Senate Democrats have a long to-do list of items to pass before the holidays, including President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. For more on all of this, I'm joined by our congressional correspondent, Lisa Desjardins. So, Lisa, a lot to keep track of here. So let's start with the deadlines, government funding, the debt ceiling. Is the government going to run out of money?
Okay, short version here. We are back again at crisis point, but this time it does feel like off-ramps are being built. Let me tell you about the longer version, what I mean here. Let's look at a graphic. Now, what the first deadline is you're talking about is government funding running out on Friday. What's going on with that now? Talks are underway, and I can report there is a likely deal to extend a temporary funding bill into mid-January, maybe early February. They're just working out that date. We expect action on that as soon as tomorrow. The other deadline, the debt ceiling, that could hit the middle or late December, depends a little bit on what they do with some highway trust fund money. What's going on with that? Here's something we haven't seen in a while. Senators Schumer and McConnell, the two leaders of their party, are talking. Quietly, they're saying they are making progress. This is a change from McConnell's very defiant stance just a few months ago when he said Republicans would not help raise the debt ceiling. He's not saying that now, so there is hope that there could be a deal and we could get through this crisis with a lot less stress than last time.
When there's cooperation, it's news.
Sadly, yes.
So, Lisa, meantime, we know before the Thanksgiving break, Democrats in the House passed this big Build Back Better bill, the president's priority, send it over to the Senate.
Right.
Where does it stand?
All right, I'm going to talk about this in two ways. First, the content, what's happening there. A flurry of meetings, especially if you're a senator named Joe Manchin. You're in a lot of meetings today. He's talking a lot about energy, about the carbon offsets perhaps in this bill, climate change, what he wants. He has not yet committed to support the Build Back Better bill. He seems to be getting on board, but he's not there yet. That's important. The second thing I want to talk about is the timing. We learned today, I learned from my sources and from at least one senator on the record, they believe they're going to need a few more weeks than they wanted to work things out with the Senate parliamentarian. Because remember, to get through this reconciliation process, so they only need 50 votes, they need the parliamentarian's okay. The Senate parliamentarian is now undergoing cancer treatment. So it's taken a little bit more time. They still think they can get through it. But the bottom line here, Judy, is I think the Build Back Better bill will not make it to the Senate floor for at least 2 weeks. In that time, we'll have a lot of time to look at what's in it, and so will Democrats in terms of carving out what the final version looks like.
Time may not be the friend of the Democrats. And Lisa, meanwhile, while the Senate's busy with all this, there has been another episode in the House. This time, the Congresswoman from Colorado, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, mm-hmm. has made some anti-Muslim remarks about another Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar. Right. Bring us up to date on that.
First, why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because this is part of what I see and many others see as a rise in dangerous, inflammatory, personal attacks from our lawmakers themselves. Attacks that we've known in the past have led to real-world violence. So let's talk about what Representative Boebert said. On the floor of the House, this began about a week and a half ago during debate, she referred to Representative Omar as part of the Jihad Squad. She has said that before. Now, of course, Representative Omar, our viewers may be familiar with, she's one of only three Muslims in Congress. She's the only one who wears a hijab. She ran specifically to rail against the idea of bigotry towards Muslims and the idea that they have to prove they're not terrorists. This is part of a pattern for Representative Boebert. We also had video from over the Thanksgiving break in which she spoke to a group and she talked about, she was making a joke. The joke was set up like this. She said she saw a Capitol Police officer running toward her in an elevator, and then I'll let her pick it up in what she said to the crowd.
I looked to my left and there she is, Ilhan Omar.
Whoops.
And I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack. We should be fine.
That's a clear saying that, she's a terrorist. I would be scared of her. Now, what's interesting here is that Republicans have pushed back. I want to play the sound of another Republican freshman woman. This is Nancy Mace of South Carolina, asked about Lauren Boebert's comments this weekend.
I have time after time condemned my colleagues on both sides of the aisle for racist tropes and remarks that I find disgusting, and this is no different than any others.
Now, for that comment that might seem a little bit innocuous, we're pushing back at all against this bigotry from Representative Boebert. Nancy Mace has faced some very serious pushback on Twitter from Marjorie Taylor Greene, others that are seen on that far right end. And there is an internal war of words now amongst Republicans. Again, I raise this because this is part of very serious personal attacks, rhetoric happening from our lawmakers that we know is affecting people in the real world. And it is a split among Republicans. Nancy Mace is now putting herself out there, and she's standing up for what she said. She says this was bigotry. She's not backing down.
More and more instances like this.
Unfortunately, yes.
Lisa Desjardins, thank you.
You're welcome.